Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's a football Friday, it's an FF Friday, and it's 6 p.m. on a football Friday. We always welcome in, you know the man, you love the man sometimes. He is Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
How you doing, guys?
What's up,
that's
Darryl?
Good. That was on me, by the way, just so everybody knows. It was not on. I didn't see it was on the phone. I thought you were somewhere else. Sorry about
okay.
that. So I can own that. We own that. We can be better. You know what, Daryl? What it is I was wrong. I've got to lead the show better. I've got to coach better.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds eerily familiar to me.
So how do you view the game on Sunday for this Cleveland Browns team?
Well, I am interested to see what adjustments they make, considering the forecast isn't great. Hopefully, they don't try and throw it 58 times like they did last weekend in Pittsburgh. Big opportunity, I think, for Quinshon Judkins, as well as Dylan Sampson, and even Jerome Ford, too. I think that this is a potentially big opportunity for the run game. But I kind of feel like they got to have this one. There's some games coming up here on the schedule, starting with this one. You got the Titans on the schedule. You got the Jets on the schedule. Like, there's some winnable games here. And I feel like this is one they need to have.
If they don't get it, what do you think the fallout from that will be? Are we on Stefanski watch to being fired? Or is it just going to be status quo, us talking about it, but nothing actually happening?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Jonathan. I've been straddling the fence on that. There's a part of me that thinks that they will wait until the end of the season to make decisions on the future of the organization. And then there's kind of part of me like, how can you keep this going? Especially if it's another just absolute offensive offensive performance where the streak of not scoring more than 17 points continues. I mean, it's 11 games going back to last year, and we've talked about going back to last year only three times since they have scored 20 or more points, and that's just not, it just isn't sustainable in this particular league. So I really am on the fence with that, Jonathan. There's a part of me that thinks that they're just going to ride this thing out until they can get to the finish line in early January, and then there's a part of me that thinks that they just might have to pull the trigger and make a change Sunday night or Monday.
Daryl, we heard from Myles Garrett today. I took umbrage with one of the things he said. Was there anything specific that stuck out to you about what Myles had to say here on a Football Friday?
There are quite a few things. The fact that, you know, he's giving the front office the grace of maybe Joe Flacco doesn't fit what they do offensively, then the question has to be asked, then why was he here to begin with? Secondly, there are a lengthy list here, Nick, so bear with me a second. There was the part of he'd like some more favorable matchups defensively. He wished last week they would have run the ball a little more. He is obviously frustrated because teams really – don't respect the Browns offense, and you know, they're just not much of a scoring threat there, and so the defense pretty much has to carry the load. So there's a long list of things that I felt like it was a comprehensive Myles Garrett press conference, where he was able to touch on just about everything and anything that's ailing this team. Look, I'm not going to criticize him for what he said, because that makes me a hypocrite. I respect players that are honest and candid in their answers, then don't give us Kevin Stefanski answers when we ask direct questions about things. So I do respect Myles' honesty, but also at the same time, there's a big part of me, it's like, dude, this is what you signed up for when you set the trade request aside and signed for $40 million a year. Like, you had to know this was coming. So, again, I certainly respect Myles' honesty, and I'm not going to criticize him for that. But then again, at the same time, you did sign up for this.
Darryl, what was it like all week long? And I'm talking about Myles Garrett. I'm talking about Grant Delpit, but some of the other guys as well. What was the vibe like around all these players this week, and what was the reigning sentiment from some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, the Delpit thing really stood out to me yesterday when he just talked about, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys have played the sound like a broken record about, like, just basically, I don't even know what it's like to win anymore. I think, and look, again, I appreciate the honesty, because they don't know what it's like to win anymore, right? They've only won four games, going back to the last four, the last 23, I believe, if my math is correct. So, I feel like there's a tremendous amount of frustration in that locker room. I think that there's a tremendous belief in the talent that they have within that locker room as well. And I think the frustration stems from, hey, we have talent here. Why are we not winning football games? Obviously, a big reason why is they don't have a quarterback. And the offense is frankly in the ditch, and there just seems to be no end in sight for that. But they're also trying to not point fingers. It's kind of like a fine line right now, Jonathan. They recognize the problems, but they're trying not to point fingers or place blame. And, you know, like we've seen in Miami, right? Tua did it last Sunday after they lost. He said, hey, we got guys that aren't even showing up to meetings on when they're supposed to. You're not seeing that right now, but I kind of feel like it's a tinderbox. They're trying to keep it together, but this thing could get ugly. That's just my read on it, that everyone's trying to toe the company line, but if this keeps up, the foundation's going to crack significantly.
Darryl, do you think Kevin Stefanski's actually going to run the ball this weekend?
I hope so. Myles Garrett hopes so. They should. If the weather is what ends up being what they're forecasting it to be, and that's wet with wind gusts 40 plus miles per hour throughout the afternoon, I would hope they try and run the ball. Miami's defense isn't that great, although, you know, Pittsburgh's defense wasn't that great either, and we saw how that worked out last week in Pittsburgh on that, cow pasture. So, I hope they try and run the ball. I think Quinshon Judkins has shown us, Nick, that he is capable of carrying the load in that regard. And you maybe mix in Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson, but I don't think this is going to be the week where we get our wish, where we're hoping for chunk plays down the field, right, in the passing game. This is one of those short and sweet, move it down the field slowly but surely type of games. And hopefully, again, Judkins gets, in my view, he's got to get at least 20 carries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Sunday. Like that to me, that's the starting point, and we move forward from there. Maybe it's 25 carries, but a minimum of 20 carries for Judkins Sunday to me is mandatory.
Daryl, I want to ask you about the Neotrans report today about the Brook Park Stadium, because I think it's interesting and I want your perspective on it because you are very plugged into the stadium news. The report suggesting that the Browns may stay downtown 2 years longer than planned, and according to Neotrans, their sources, multiple sources, say the settlement agreement allows the Browns to keep playing in Huntington Bank Field for up to 2 more years after their 30-year lease expires at the end of the 2028 NFL season in early 2029. And you might actually have the Browns not in Brook Park at the amount of time that we thought that they would be.
Well, part of it, a big part of that, I think, has to do with the infrastructure and, getting that all squared away. You keep in mind the airport project's going on, and that's not scheduled to be completed, I believe, until 2032. And part of that airport project not only encompasses a whole new terminal and the access to that, but it also includes 237 and potentially some interstate improvements for 480 and 71 as well. We know the Haslams were in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, which actually got the ball rolling on this whole settlement thing with the city, meeting with the Secretary of Transportation, trying to lobby for some infrastructure help from the federal government as well. So, I know the Browns really want to get into that building by 2029, but the main point that keeps getting stressed to me from the organization is they do want it to be a positive experience for their fans, not just within the building, but as far as getting in and getting out of the place, because that really, I mean, that's the chief complaint that they had about the lakefront. Set aside the condition of the stadium and whatever amenities they may or may not be able to provide in it, just you can't get to the dumb thing. And every year it feels like an obstacle course to try and get to the lakefront. So, it will be interesting to see if, in fact, this project does get delayed a year or two. But they're eager to get shovels at the ground and start digging that pit out because they got to go 80 feet into the ground, and like they did with SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. And one of the challenges with that is we get more rain than Los Angeles does. And they kept running into delays with SoFi because of they had to keep pumping out the water from the rain that was coming through. And I think that's something they're going to have to deal with here. I have said digging that pit out is going to be the toughest part of that project, more than the infrastructure and anything else.
Daryl, I have made a bet. Sorry, not a bet. A guarantee that the Browns will score at least one offensive touchdown on Sunday. JP says that any guarantee that doesn't involve pierced nipples just does not interest him.
They're boring to me at this point, Daryl.
Yeah, where do you land on this whole, is it a guarantee unless I'm putting some sort of physical alteration to my body on the table?
Put the nipples on the table.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to see that with Nick. So I'm gonna give Nick.
You had to say with
hurtful.
Nick. Now that
is hurtful.
You could have just said I don't think anybody wants to see that. It would have been fine. But then you said with Nick, and now I think you're
that's hurtful, Daryl.
Being something that rhymes with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But Don't go down the road of our brethren in Pittsburgh.
Don't
please
bet that
just
getting
don't go there. Yeah. Let's just not go there. I do feel like we're going to see an offensive touchdown on Sunday.
That's bold of you.
The problem isn't that we're not seeing an offensive touchdown within games. It's the fact that we're not seeing multiple offensive touchdowns within games on a regular basis. That's the problem. So, if you want to guarantee it, there's going to be three touchdowns, offense, defense, special, like all inclusive, like they're going to get to 21 points. Or 20, we'll give him a missed extra point in there. Then I don't know. I think some body art might need to be involved there. But right now, no. One offensive touchdown. I don't think there's any need for any skin in the game there.
Yeah, I wouldn't guarantee three touchdowns because I'm not huffing paint
yet.
That's true. That's a really good point. If I watch one touchdown happen and they lose by two touchdowns, I probably I'll be like, I got paint.
It is a Friday.
I got paint. I got some time. We'll see what we do. Daryl?
You know what? At least you didn't get like the Browns 2026 Super Bowl champions tattooed on yourself, right?
Yet.
Yes.
Still some time.
Well, yep. I guess we are in Super Bowl window 2.0.
He's got to talk to Bernie Kosar first, and then he might
get
the tattoo.
And Todd Philcox.
Right. Yeah,
and
Brady Quinn.
I Kelly think Holcomb. Luke McCown.
One convo with
Josh
RG3,
yep.
and it just gets it done.
Yep. And I'll leave my wife for an Estonian sprinter.
Wow. They are the best sprinters.
Is that too much? All right, Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Like an Estonian sprinter is going to get with me. Come on now. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we come back, sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.